This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, you're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 9 o'clock. Thanks to the wonderful team at Worldwide Wave for another fantastic show as usual. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, we are saxing things up. Literally, we have a studio full of instruments, including a saxophone. These instruments belong to a band that will jump through your speakers and infect you with their rhythms. Tone Deaf describe them as one of the best live bands circulating Melbourne at the moment. They also say, do yourself a huge favour. Go catch these guys before they're hitting stages too big for you to get to. When you hear them, you just know they're destined for great things. They are full of funk and soul and have a whole lot of infectious grooves to pass on to you tonight on Kiss My Arts. They are Animo. I'm also checking out the latest album from the XX. It's called Coexist. I'm giving it a spin and also giving it a review. So kick back, relax, fill up that glass and get funky tonight with Animo on Kiss My Arts. This is one of their tracks. It's called Turn It Up. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a fantastic track called Turn It Up by Animo. You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 6 minutes past nine. Having headlined iconic venues all over Victoria, played festivals such as Moomba and Pushover, scored high rotation airplay on Triple J, Triple R, ABC Melbourne, Sin FM, and now, of course, on Joy 94.9, the best of all, they are making themselves heard. Animo have held phenomenally successful residencies at the Evelyn and the Workers' Club. They've warmed up the stage for the likes of Trombone Shorty, Eagle and the Worm, Set Sail, Paris Wells, Oh Mercy and Sasquatch, who we actually spoke with on the show a couple of weeks ago. And they've even toured with Stonefield. Animo are rapidly establishing themselves as one of the hottest up-and-coming acts. Perhaps the greatest strength of this septet, yes, that's right, there are seven of them, is the fact that they have managed to cultivate a truly distinctive sound. If jazz and pop had a love child, got divorced, remarried funk and soul, and then all raised the said love child together, Animo would surely be the end result. They are soon to release their single Paradise, produced with Adam Rhodes, who also produced The Cat Empire and Angus and Julia Stone, to name a few. And they have some extremely exciting stories to share with us tonight on Kiss My Arts. Animo, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, you are all so cute. Thank you so much for joining us. It's obvious that you guys are pretty young, but that's obviously not stopping you taking over the world with your music. How did you all meet, all seven of you?
Well, we all went to the same high school together, and we were all in the school big band together for a number of years. And I guess when the majority of us, or there were about five of us, were finishing school. It wasn't we didn't want to stop playing together after leaving school. Hence, Animo was born.
Cool. We just got recruited by Alex, basically.
No, Ollie was involved as well. Okay.
I take no credit for this.
I got Ollie to write the emails out to all you guys because I didn't think I was cool enough.
So you guys, you play all sorts of different instruments. We've got a alto saxophone here with us tonight. We've got some guitars. I believe there's a tenor sax as well. What other instruments have you guys got?
We've also got a trumpet.
A trumpet?
And a drum kit. And then, so just like a standard rhythm
That's an
section.
Exotic one, that old drum kit.
Look, oh, yeah. You don't see it much these days.
No.
And then a keyboard and, yeah, and then a bass. And that's pretty
it's
much
basically
it.
Just standard, but with a horn section.
With a horn section.
Yeah.
Nice.
Add a bit of life to the set, you know.
So you guys are what, like 18, 19, 20?
19, ish.
We fit in the 17 to 20 bracket.
Wow.
And then there's Will.
Well, he's 17. So, yeah, fits in that
so
bracket,
he's actually still at school, is he?
Yeah, he's in year 11 this year.
So how does that work with gigging? Is he, like, allowed to come along?
I think his parents...
parents are more committed than he is.
No, his parents have fondly accepted that... that music's kind of his thing. And I think it's been that way for a fair while.
They have fun coming along, don't
they?
Yeah,
they're always on the door list and they come and have some fun. Yeah, they're great.
And then there's someone in the crowd, so, you know.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
At least two people.
Yeah.
So with all seven of you, surely you can fill a room pretty good? All your friends, family?
We don't have many friends, unfortunately. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, we do.
We do all right.
You do all right. You do all right.
Yeah.
Ollie actually brings quite a few lady friends some of the time. So.
Oh, it's all coming out now. So you guys, you met in school, which wasn't that long ago.
No.
So what kind of experiences did you have at school that helped make you decide you wanted to do music as your career?
Jazz.
Yeah. Well, I guess like we spent a lot of our time. Well, like I said, we were met in the big band, but while we were in there, we were directed by a man called Peter Foley, who really loved the idea of jazz being an accessible sort of genre, which I think a lot of jazz musicians kind of don't like to. Like, they don't really like to push that sort of boundary. So we spent a lot of our time playing charts by Buddy Rich and James Morrison and the sort of... Very accessible jazz composers. And I think from there, like, we sort of had this jazz background mixed with this almost like pop approach to it. And so I think that's sort of how our sound.
Yeah,
came.
We all have quite heavy pop influence just in what we listen to, but we all sort of come from a jazz background. So you get that good mix coming in with our songwriting and what we play.
Well, as that description said that I read out, which I actually stole from somewhere, I didn't write that. I think it was from your Facebook page or something, but it was saying if, it's quite funny, if jazz and pop had a love child, got divorced, remarried, funk and soul, then you pretty much have Animo. So you've got this whole lot of different influences in there, but creating this really funky kind of end result, I guess. But how would you describe your sound or your genre to those listening that may never have heard your music before?
Oh, do you all want to say one?
Funk oriented pop.
Ooh.
I think that just about summed it up.
I don't know. I actually don't even know.
We've all got like Sam was alluding to before. We've all got incredibly different like influences. Like whilst we all do love pop music. You know, we have people that listen to Rage Against the Machine religiously and other kids that are dubstep heads and, you know, then we all have this jazz background. So it's sort of, in a live show, you hear all of those elements coming into it.
I heard an interesting one the other day. It was like indie jazz.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
the
know.
Genre is such a funny thing these days.
It
anyway,
is such
isn't
a funny
it?
Thing. Yeah, and I think the thing that people enjoy about us is that, you know, the lines are blurred.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's working in our favour thus far and we enjoy making music like that. Yeah.
Well, these guys have their guitars and their saxophones at the ready. We'll just take a quick break, but we'll be back to hear more from Melbourne band. Animo, you're on the Kiss My Art show on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 13 minutes past 9. I have got a fantastic group of young people lined up in front of me. They are the band Animo and they are sort of like taking Melbourne by storm. We've been discussing what genre they might actually fall into and we actually have no idea. But that aside, doesn't matter because they're here to talk more about their music and also about some upcoming gigs that they have got lined up. Who would like to take the stage with sharing all of that wonderful news about your upcoming single launch?
All right, I'll take the reins.
Take the reins, Alex. You can do it.
Because we're pointing to her.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. This isn't by choice. Yeah, so we're launching our single Paradise at the Top in Town on Thursday, the 4th of October. And we're being joined by a couple of Melbourne acts who we're very, very fond of. One of them being Albert Salt, who is now a longtime friend of the band and an incredible young musician from Hamilton.
I've actually seen him play there before. Yeah, he's really cool.
He's unbelievable. He's just... Yeah, he's so much fun to watch, and he really blends the lines with his genre, sort of, with his style as well, which is, yeah, he makes some really special music. And then the other band that's joining us is called Franklin, and they've recently been given the thumbs up on Twitter by Gautier, which is pretty crazy, just saying that he's been listening to their album.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they play... Yeah, sort of like when I first heard them, I thought of Beirut being that sort of like gypsy folk pop sort of thing. They have trumpets and...
Yeah, they've got that Beirut trumpet sound, which is really cool.
Yeah, beautiful harmonies and...
Yeah,
they're really great, and I'm super excited to see them, let alone play with them. It's going to be awesome.
So that's at the Toff on the...
4th of October.
4th of October. So where can... Have you guys got a website or... Facebook page or something?
We have a Facebook page. If you just type in your little toolbar, www.facebook.com/animo.music, we'll be there.
Lots of dots in there.
Lots of dots. But it's just, animo.music after the Facebook thing. And then we're also on Paradise is now available for free on triplejunearth.com/animo.
But you don't want to go there because you can hear them right now on Joy. So stay tuned.
That is right.
Now, speaking of your name, Animo, we were talking before about all the weird and wonderful pronunciations that you've had, because it is spelt the French way. It's A-N-I-M-A-U-X, pronounced Animo. What's the best mispronunciation that you've had?
Ollie had some good ones.
Yeah, what was your one?
We get so many so regularly. I think that, like, we've Animax, Animaux, Animu, Animas.
It was the one that rhymes with Panamax. Panamax. So Animax.
Yeah, Alex, didn't your mum say, it sounds like some kind of thing you get from the chemist or
something?
Yeah,
when we were tossing up band names, which wasn't as much of a lengthy process as I think a lot of bands have, I went to my mum and I was like, what do you think of Animo? And, like, wrote it down for her. And she goes, sounds like an antibiotic. But I think she's over it.
So where did it come from then? Did you guys all learn French or something?
No. Not at all.
No. Where did it actually come from? I think it was just one of those words that we just sort of said, and then...
I think someone just said it. Like, we were, like, sort of spitballing names and... But that said, I can't think of any of the alternatives. I can't think of anything else that anyone...
Well, it was either going to be that or the Roger Strike experience.
Oh, yeah, that was the Roger Strike.
Which is our trumpeter's input. I don't know who Roger Strike is or what he does with himself.
And he said he didn't either, and he's like, that's why it's awesome. Yeah, Roger Strike.
Make up characters for our name.
That's it.
But I believe that you were originally a sludge metal grime band. Is this true?
That was just Adam Engel trying to be funny.
I did read that
I don't think you can be a sludge metal band.
I was thinking, what is a sludge metal band?
What was it mixed with? What is it?
Porno grind.
Mixed with porno grind in the style of S Club 7, I believe.
The best septet to ever have lived. God, we only ever aspire to be as good as S Club 7.
That's our number one influence, I thought.
But hopefully we won't, like, our members won't start diminishing as just like they did.
How many are left? Any?
It's like S Club 4 now or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, you guys happy to play us a tune?
Sure.
So this one, I believe, is called This Time. Do you want to just briefly describe what this one's all about?
Well, this is one of the tracks on our new double single, or single with a B-side, which is really an A-side. So it's a double single.
We actually recorded it previously on our first EP, but a lot of it, like, we changed a lot of it, and we weren't, we thought that there was a good song in there, but we didn't do it justice in the EP, so we decided to reincarnate the song into the form that you are about to hear. Oh, well
it's not quite the form.
This is stripped
because
we're
playing
back,
on acoustic guitars.
Yeah. So this is the stripped down acoustic version.
Yeah, this is the,
All right. Are we ready to go?
Sure.
Do you want...
It's rock and roll.
Is this...
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
This is impromptu sound check. All right, so this one's called This Time.
Cool. All right,
take it away.
It's a hard day for being lonely and a sad way for you to go. I can't make it all alone and I can't do this on my own. And I'm going just this last time and you're hoping that you're not mine. See me moving like a sweet tune. This time you're gonna get me through it, not gonna let me lose it. I won't jump the line and stay in time. Here I go, I'm gonna give it.
Fantastic. Thank you. You've been listening to Animo playing live on Kiss My Arse, one of their tracks called This Time, a stripped-down acoustic version of one of the tracks off their double single, I believe. We've named that.
Joy 94.9.
So just quickly, tell us a little bit about your experiences of recording, because I believe you worked with quite a well-known producer.
Oh, working on this single was awesome. We tracked it at a little studio called Toyland in Northcote, and then decided to take what we'd recorded.
Which is really good, by the way.
Yeah, which is awesome. Yeah. So good. And we decided to take what we'd tracked from there to a guy called Adam Rhodes, who is probably the nicest man in the studio. And he worked with us in mixing the song. And, yeah, came out with what we think is a pretty great track that we're pretty happy with.
If you love what you're hearing right now, send them some love on 0427JOY949. They'd love to have a little bit of love coming their way if you're loving what they're doing and you're sitting at home and enjoying this. Stay tuned. You're in the Kiss My Art show on JOY94.9. The time is 25 minutes past 9. So we're just going to move on and talk about the XX for a little while. The XX are a Mercury Prize-winning trio formed in 2005 in London, bonding over a shared love of dark, emotive 80s guitar sounds and R&B. The XX's unique sound befits a band whose wide range of influences combine beautiful, hushed vocal duets and the brilliantly inventive use of samples and low-end frequencies to produce a stark, sweet, melancholic pop. In 2009, the group released their debut album XX on the Young Turks label. The album, which was recorded in a small garage and produced by the band, attracted critical acclaim. The XX have just released their second album called Coexist. I've listened to it numerous times now and will share my review with you right after we take a listen to one of their new tracks. This one is called Chained. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Kiss My Art show with Amy. The time is 9:30. I hope you're having a nice, chilled, relaxed evening, enjoying the sounds of Animo and now the XX. It's easy to overcomplicate things. We do it all the time. Your boss asks for something out of the ordinary and suddenly everything about your job sucks. Your boyfriend doesn't call and suddenly your status update reads, "It's complicated." Sometimes complicating things is easier than keeping it simple, because simple is hard. British outfit The XX can testify to that. In 2009, The XX loudly burst onto the scene with the quiet and nervously vulnerable music of their debut album, XX. Within months, this group of shy Londoners, who only wore black and seemingly had no interest in gaining devotees, had captivated thousands of brooding indie fans. Since then, the XX have shied away from status updates, tweets, and even fans in general, preferring to keep life and their music uncomplicated, which is not always simple. With the enormous success of their debut, it would be easy for the XX to overcomplicate things as they move to their second album, which many bands do fall prey to. Coexist was released last Friday, the 7th of September, and it evolves and expands upon their original sound but also maintains the same core aesthetics that attracted many to their debut. Their trademark sparseness is instantly recognisable, but with a little more sophistication and a little more meat to sink your teeth into. There are more textures, more rhythms, and more experimentation. Do not fear veggies, there are still plenty of non-meaty options on the 11-track menu, such as the very simple and incredibly sparse lead single Angels, a swirling, barely there ballad about falling hard for someone. Its beauty lies in its extreme minimalism and is like a faintly whispered love confession in your ear. Angels was reportedly the most difficult song for the band to record, which is odd given that on paper it is the simplest song on the album, a testament to the fact that keeping things simple is not always easy. On the track Chained, which we just heard a second ago, Jamie Smith, better known as Jamie XX, sculpts deep drum rhythms and elegant synth patches, with a kick drum entering mid-bar on the offbeat, creating a nervous syncopation. It is easy to notice the increasing influence of dance music on the XX, undoubtedly due to the remix side projects of Jamie XX. Sunset, which we'll hear in a minute, and Swept Away could be described as the XX's take on house music, with an infusion of warm synth sounds, bass timbres, R&B style vocals and offbeat hi-hat rhythms adding a dancey flavour. Imagine old school house music in a stripped back, pensive form. Coexist is a reflective, sophisticated, nocturnal, introspective and elegantly restrained album. On the surface, this music is simple and uncomplicated, but it's far from straightforward. The more you listen, the more the intricate layers are slowly and seductively unravelled, while still maintaining an innocent simplicity. Credit to Jamie XX for this, for his skill in expanding on the production, sound and textures of their debut, whilst also maintaining its minimalism. A lot of the subtleties are missed if you listen through poor speakers, so make sure you pop on a pair of killer headphones and treat yourself to a simple and quietly intimate moment with the XX this week. And next time your boyfriend doesn't call, change your status to "it's not complicated" and keep things simple, just as the XX would. Let's check out their track called Sunset, and this is from their latest album. This is from the XX. Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to a track from the XX's new album. The album's called Coexist, and that track was called Sunset. As you can hear, there's a little bit more of a dancey influence on this album. I've given them 3.5 out of 5 kisses. It's not bad. I don't mind it. Cool. So we've been chatting with Melbourne band Animo, who have joined us live in the studio tonight. This October, Animo will launch their latest single, Paradise, and we've discovered tonight that they've actually got a double single, and I've got it in my hot little hands here. And the band didn't even know that this hard copy existed until Alex turned up tonight and gave me a copy and said, "We've got it! Here it is!" I was like, awesome. So you guys are pretty lucky to hear Animo perform.
Yeah, really.
It's exclusive
here. Exclusive here, really. Yeah.
On Joy 94.9.
To get their hands on.
We are the
new
first
music.
To get our hands on new music. I believe it was mixed at Sing Sing Recording Studios by Adam Rhodes, who's also produced The Cat Empire, Angus and Julia Stone, Jackson and Jackson, to name a few.
And he had some great stories for them as well. So
yeah, awesome stories.
He's worked with like Kanye West and Lady Gaga.
Oh, really?
He actually worked with him. Well, he didn't turn up.
What's the story?
He was supposed to work with Kanye West
this
for
is really
5 days.
Really now.
And so they booked the studio and they booked him for 5 days. It's like, all right, Kanye West is coming in. And he didn't come in on any of the 5 days, so Adam's just sitting there getting paid to
watch TV.
Wait for Kanye. Yeah.
Awesome. So you guys have released, this is your second single release of the year. You guys have incorporated tasty horn melodies, sultry backing vocals and tight grooves, apparently.
Smoky backing vocals, I thought was the descriptive
word. Smoky. Smoky backing vocals. I like
smokiest.
That. Since your last single release, which was Song for Grace, you have played 3-month-long headline residencies at the Workers Club and the Evelyn Hotel. Packed out every single time. Woohoo!
Got pretty crazy.
Got pretty nuts. And you guys have also shared the stage with Trombone Shorty, Eagle and the Worm, Set Sail, Sasquatch and the Vaudeville Smash, as well as performing standout sets at Moomba, St Kilda Fest, Pushover and Warren Dyte Festival. What else is on the cards for Animo?
Well,
taking the world by storm.
We had our first interstate show only, was it last month?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
It was early August.
Early August. We went up to Sydney and supported Set Sail at the Metro, which was like the coolest thing ever. It's probably one of my favourite weekends of all time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun travelling with the bands.
Yeah.
And that's something that we want to do some more of.
So now we're hungry.
Yeah, we're pretty hungry for it.
Yeah. We've had the taste and now we want more.
You want more.
A lot more.
So hopefully the rest of the year...
Saving up for a combi van, is that what's next? Or
the Animobile.
Oh, you have one.
The Animobile's been in the cards for a long time. It hasn't really surfaced.
When we first
that's Adam Engel creation, but Animobile was mine and I made that.
When we first started, Alex Wolford, who plays trumpet, he went on eBay and looked for vans.
Carsales.com.
And he found a van for $20.
What?
Someone was trying to flog this van for $20. So we started thinking of all these reasons. Like, why could this van possibly, like, be... Why would this person want to get rid of this van so desperately? And we thought it would either be like a miniature toy van, or it was actually used in like a bank robbery or something, and they wanted to get rid of it.
Just with the evidence.
Is this the one that you guys now have as the Animo?
The Animobile is still hypothetical.
We've got a potential combi with one of our good mates, but yeah, it doesn't really work. So that's a slight.
It's a bit more metaphysical than physical at the moment.
I'd love to hear more of these combi van stories. We're going to have to take a short break, but we'll be back to hear more from Animo. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. I'm chatting with the lovely Animo, who are joining us live on Kiss My Arts tonight. I'm going to ask you a question about Decibel. Tell us a little bit about that whole experience with Decibel Records.
Well, Decibel's Records is a youth music initiative that's government funded, and so it basically gives young bands an opportunity to, record a CD that otherwise would be very hard to do, because obviously it's an expensive sort of venture for a young band to set out on. So we were lucky enough to be part of this program in its first year, and that was last year. And yeah, we got to work with some great people, and we released our first 4-track EP through them. And it's just taught us so many great things that we've been able to take through to these more recent recordings that we've done this year.
So are you still signed to Decibel? Or?
It was just a 6-month program. Okay. So basically, it was basically just one EP, tracked, mixed and mastered. And then after you release it, that's... effectively, legally, the end of your relationship with them. But we keep up to date with what they're doing and keep in contact with them. And, some of the people there have been invaluable resources for us, because they know what they do very, very well, and they're really willing to give their time, which is, such a valuable thing for young bands, trying to get off the ground.
Of course. Sort of know what they're doing already. A little bit, a little bit more than we do.
Yeah,
it's kind of young people working for and with other young people to, everyone kind of in gets their foot in the music industry door, regardless of like what sort of career path that might be. Like for us, it was as musicians, and then a lot of the guys who were volunteering there, they might be, doing some of the graphic design or helping out as studio hands or any of that sort of thing.
So how did you guys get involved? Did you have to audition or... Yep.
Yep, it was an auditioning process. So we had to apply first and then go in for an interview and an audition, and then it was sort of... We made the final 3 bands and, that was... That sort of occurred over a process of a couple of months, and once that was done, it was just, really quick. We sort of... got in there and recorded and did our thing, and and then before we knew it, we had our first CD out, which was awesome experience.
So now that you're on your own again, what are your plans for the future? What are your grand plans for taking over the world? Obviously you guys are going to buy the Animobile and go on tour. Can you let us in on any little secrets? I do believe there is a little bit of rumours floating around.
Well, in terms of recording, our trumpet player's actually doing his exchange at King's College in England at the moment. So he's not back until December, and until then we have a great guy called Adam Friedman who's been filling in for us. So recording's kind of been put on hold until Wolf comes back. But in terms of shows, we've got a couple of festivals coming up that haven't been announced yet, so keep your eyes peeled on our Facebook feed. And we've just got a call today about some shows in Queensland with a very special band from Brisbane who's pretty keen to have us up. And they've come down here a couple of times, and we've played with them here before, and it's been awesome. But that's all we're going to reveal for now, because that's all we know.
and it's not confirmed. So,
but like, stay tuned. Touring is definitely on the cards before the end of the year.
And getting famous. Eventually.
And getting famous.
I mean, if you want to contribute to the Animobile Fund, you can head onto the Facebook page and follow them.
$20
All that.
$20
That's all it takes.
But yeah, we've definitely been a Melbourne-based band so far. So getting out from Melbourne is going to be a big step and a good step for us.
Yeah. All right. You guys armed with your guitars and saxophone. This one, I believe, is called Paradise, and this is the single. Well, this is the acoustic stripped-down version of the single. Whilst we're setting up, just remind us when your launch is going to be and where.
Thursday, the 4th of October at the Toff in Town, Level 2 Curtain House.
That was so scripted and so perfect. Thank you. So if you guys are listening out there, have enjoyed Animo's music and want to hear them perform live, you can head along to that gig at the Toff and support them because they are incredible. All right, this one's called Paradise. Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Take it away.
Now when I walk down my favorite street, it's not what it used to be. I can't help but take a thorough peek through your shop window and not deserve what I see. You lived in my head and it was paradise. I can't let you go, 'cause it was paradise. Shut me out and put the blame on me. That's not how it used to be. 'Cause you were wrong and I was alright to know that you're unable to lose a fight. You lived in my head and it was paradise. Oh,
Fantastic. That was Animo performing Paradise live in the studio here on Kiss My Arts. Thank you guys so much. That's fantastic.
Too easy.
Tell us a little bit about that song. We should have done that first.
Oh, well,
what's that one about?
That one's, of course, about a breakup. And it's just about when you break up with someone and you're sort of reminded about different things that featured in that relationship and sort of getting nostalgic and wanting to go back to it, even though it's not necessarily the best thing. So, like you said before, trying not to get things complicated. So, yeah, but it's got the sort of ironic, happy feel about it.
So do you write all of the lyrics, Alex?
Not all of them. At the start, I sort of wrote sort of like the beginning, the mm-hmm. first sort of set, I wrote most of the lyrics, but now everyone contributes. Samo's been writing a fair few. He's got a lot of feelings.
Lots of teenage angst. Excellent.
So how does a normal songwriting session work with seven musicians?
Chaotic?
Is there some kind of,
Fight Club.
Yeah. Fight Club.
Do you have to take a number or something? How
There's
does it work?
The talking stick. No.
Just heaps of Nando's.
There's many good ideas that we should implement that we don't, but, like, it works.
Does someone have the final say?
It usually goes majority, which is all right because it's seven of us. So there always There's is always a majority. But I guess someone will come in with an idea or a riff or a chord progression or maybe even just some lyrics. And then everyone sort of puts in their two bobs worth and out comes the end product. So it's a very, very collaborative process. And I think we pride ourselves on that and don't want it to... It's Animo is not one person's project at all. It's everyone's baby.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
We just sort of have to at some point contain what we do a bit at their aim, at least sort of just to refine.
Yeah, it's hard
everything.
Not to get carried away.
Yeah.
If you could describe what Animo is all about in one word, what would it be?
Oh.
Lust.
Oh, I like it. That's a good one. That's good. I like
it. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah. He hasn't said much tonight, but, you know, he's a man of a few words.
I just rip out a few wisecracks when I'm needed.
Don't float your own boat.
Hey, I'll float my own boat as much as I want.
Oh, I think for me, just to pull it back.
See, she does get the final reign, doesn't she, Alex? She's like, all right, guys.
Mother Goose.
Being the only girl.
She's the only responsible one, really. Like.
We can see that.
No, the one word for me to describe Animo would be friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
Aww.
How about that?
I like lust better.
Yeah.
Actually,
the two of them together is a bit weird.
Friendly lust.
Look, Animo, it's been fantastic to have you on the show. All the best with your future and your Animobile endeavours. I do hope you get that $20 mobile so you can tour
around.
$30.
No. So just for everyone to remind everyone, it's facebook.com/animo.music if you're keen to check out their stuff. And also if you want to check them out with their full band live, 4th of October at the Toff in town, head to the Toff's website or through their Facebook page and I'm sure you will find out all about that. Thank you guys so much. You're on the Kiss My Arts show on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Kiss My Art show with Amy. It's been a fantastic night tonight in the studio with Animo and their saxophones and all sorts of things. So thanks so much to them for joining us on the show. I'm going to leave you with a track from Animo. This one's called Wave of Change. You're on Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.